everyone, and welcome back to the Like Mother, Like Daughter podcast. I'm Lauren, the daughter.
And I'm Jamie, the mother. Everyone, guys, I don't know if we're going to always say that because people are starting to make fun of that, Laura.
Wait, really? Who said that?
Certain family members.
So, Dad.
Probably.
I don't know. Yes.
Probably.
Don't like it, we don't have to say it. I just thought that's like our catch, like our intro phrase. Like,
I know, I
know who we are. I mean, I guess we don't have to, but
I like it because usually people introduce themselves, and this is a mother-daughter podcast, and I feel like we have to tell who we are,
right? Well, I mean, I guess we could like start with like a different phrase, but like I don't know what that even be. I feel like this is like what we've been doing. It's like the Good Morning Millennials are like of our podcast, you know?
It's true. We've got to keep it. I'm not willing to give it up yet. Okay. Not willing.
Haters gonna hate.
Cause the haters gonna hate, hate. Okay, we're gonna shake it off and move forward, right?
So funny.
All right, so are we ready for our lights of the week? Should we put on our bathing suits and our shower caps and dive right in?
That was funny. You're like being funny right now. Wow.
It was my goal. It was a little bit of a goal this week to like be a little bit more entertaining.
Oh yeah, you did say that when I saw you the other day. Oh, that was one of my lights, but you did say that. You were like, oh, like we want to, like, Lauren, like, let's try to be funnier. I'm like, I feel like we already are kind of funny, but I guess we'll try a little harder to make the people laugh. But I feel like when you try, then you're not funny. Like, if we are being more conscious of it, then it's just not going to work out, so.
You always put a smile on my face. That's what I'll tell you.
Thanks. I learned from the best, and his name is Larry Weniger.
Yeah. Shout out. I know you guys always do, like, a little shout out moment when you hear a shout out to yourself. So shout out father, grandfather, papa, Larry Weniger. You got one. You got the first one of the episode.
Congrats.
All right. So we're going to dive right in. I'm going to start with my low light of the week. Here's my low light of the week. Oh, you know what? Actually, I'm not going to be so cheesy. Here's my low light of the week. My low light of the week was dropping Jack off, even though I don't go to the...
Yeah, are you kidding? Dad is shaking his head right now. You never drop him off. You cannot understand the pain.
Rarely, yes. So I don't have the pain of that, but I was really sad on Thursday night when Jack had gone to the best friend's pet motel and the house was quiet without Jack. Made me a little sad.
It's so sad.
Ugh. Guys, for those of you who have never listened, Jack is our puppy dog. And I had to drop him off. Well, I didn't, but Corey did. And it was.
Well, at least you got to see him. I still haven't seen him in over a month.
Now he's sitting right next to me.
Well, that's a little rude.
He's very soft.
Can I see him? I know no one else can, but. Oh, puppy. Hi, friend. You're so tired.
Yeah, he's so tired because he was at Best Friend's Pet Motel for the weekend, and I think that he was probably did not get the good night's sleep or the good day sleep that he usually gets. So he's just like zonked out currently. Yeah.
I feel that. Honestly, I kind of like when he comes back because he's like tired.
I know. It does change his personality a little bit, but we love the Jack.
Was his bark like off?
A little bit. It's just it's so off that we don't even hear it right now.
True.
He's quiet. So what's your low light of the week?
My low light is that I actually had a really fun week, which we'll get to in the medium and low. It's kind of like weird because I feel like I could do my lights like backwards this week. But as a result of that, I don't know, I kind of woke up this morning like kind of feeling a little funky and cloudy and like down in the dumps. I honestly, as the day has gone on, I felt a lot better. But I was kind of just like feeling like homesick and like, I don't know, I'm just getting this like itch and like feeling that I want to go home soon, which like I'm trying not to do because I'm like only have one semester left and I want to make it count, but also like just like one of those feelings, like, you know, when you come off from like a high of like a lot of fun things going on, and then you just kind of have to come down from it, and it can be challenging.
It can be, but you know what? You have to have the lows to appreciate the highs.
That is very true, and I'm a firm believer on that. So we wrote it out. I honestly like was okay, I'm gonna make it a good productive day. So I did that. I also, by productive, I also did take a little nap, but it was like very needed because I was doing so much homework and I was like falling asleep. So like, okay, I'm gonna fall asleep for like a little quick nap, and then I'll go back and finish my homework. So that was honestly smart.
Perfect. All right, my medium light. So I actually think that my medium was last week on Monday when you and Hannah Khan, another friend of ours who has been on the podcast, and I did a Taylor Swift song draft. We got together on Zoom. We had been planning this for, I don't know, 6 months, if not more. We never made it happen, but we finally scheduled it. And it was each of us getting together. We each got 10 songs that we would make as our favorites for a variety of reasons. We tried to be strategic in terms of picking different songs from all of the different albums and having some representation, but also, you know, just it was great. And we had so much fun doing it. And now we have, like, thanks to you, we created a playlist with all 30 songs. And then I made one that was just like my 10. So I love it because it gives me that good serotonin rush when I play these songs and get to hear them. So that was really exciting. And that was just so much fun. Didn't you have fun with that?
Yeah, I loved it. See, literally when I was thinking about my lights, like I literally forgot that happened this week, but it was so fun. I love my songs. I'm very pleased. I do think I was the winner of the draft, I will have to admit. But we'll leave it at that. It was very exciting.
We're all winners.
We're all winners. I'm sorry. I personally just like my songs the best. Besides the recognition, I personally like my songs the best. And like, I was on the treadmill the following day and I listened to my 10 songs and like, I was just having the time of my life. Like, I'm like, these are my people. Like, this is my team.
My team. These are my people. Yeah.
Like, I feel like I got my people behind me. Like, we're good. We're ready for life, you know?
Yeah. Those songs will follow you through life. Seriously. I mean, it's true. Very true. It's hard, guys. Those of you, even if you're not a Swiftie, to like think about years of songs, a discography of how many albums?
Nine
albums.
Plus everything else.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's crazy and exciting. And guys, we can't wait till November 19th. When Red Taylor's version is released.
We cannot wait. It'll be the best time of our lives.
All right, go on and tell us what is your medium light?
So my medium light, I would assume, is like part of your highlight. But I really had a great time when you guys came. Honestly, my medium and my high are interchangeable. I'm just sharing one first. When you and Mima and Papa came to visit me for the day this past week, it was so fun. Always love when you guys come to visit me. Family time is unmatched for me. And getting to have you guys be in one of my favorite places, Champaign, is like so fun. And we had a really great time. We went out to lunch. We walked around. I mean, the only bad thing about that day was the weather, which like kind of sucked, like, and the rest of the week was like pretty nice, so it was like, of course, like the one day you guys came. We had a great time, heard a lot of great stories from everyone at the table. It was just a great time. Like, I just cherished those moments so much and had a lot of fun with you guys.
It was awesome. Like, it was so great, and it gave me just that jolt of Lauren that I needed. You know, it's just like the hug from the moment I got to see you, that big, great hug, till making the TikTok in the parking lot of the West Quad apartment complex. We should show that TikTok. That would be funny on our social media.
Yeah, why not?
So that was just, I don't know, the highlight. That wasn't the highlight, the making the TikTok, but just so many different things. It actually was great because it distracted me from bawling my eyes out at crying when I was saying goodbye to you. And it was just nice to have Mima and Papa with us. Of course, it would have been great to have Dad and Max and Jack, but it was nice to go with them. And we jammed a lot of different things in, but it didn't feel like it was so much. Although I will share a fun story about it. We passed by Joe's bar and it was closed, although we thought there were people in there. So we thought they were like serving and it was open for business, but it's a bar on campus. And we decided, you know what? Like then we passed by this other place, and Legends it's called. And I was like, let's go get a beer or go get a drink in the middle of the day. And I know that like that is so outside of your comfort zone to just do something on a whim, especially when you have to study that night and whatever. And I know like we were driving home, we had plenty of time in between and it was just like one beer. I was not like intoxicated from it. So it was just really fun to just like break out of that mold and do something like kind of silly and I don't know. That was definitely a fun part of the event there. So,
yeah, it was awesome. And, yeah, even that was fun. It was definitely on a whim. The best part were the Hawaiian ROTC guys that Mima befriended there. But, yeah, I think I'm trying to, like, live the motto, like, just, you know, like, let's just go. Let's have fun a little bit more in my life because I do get a little, like, crazy about things sometimes. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I want to correct it. They weren't Hawaiian. They were dressed with Hawaiian, like in Hawaiian.
That's not sound right.
They were wearing like Hawaiian shirts because I guess they were celebrating. Like it was just like a theme day kind of thing. And we thought they were a fraternity, but it happened to be like ROTC guys and their commander. Somebody was going to like somewhere out in San Diego to do some flight school stuff. So I kind of thought it was Top Gun, but I don't know. And yeah, Mima went over. She's like, I got to go find out what they're here, why they're all dressed up like that. Because we missed the memo on wearing the Hawaiian shirt. But that was great. So that was your medium and it's part of my high. My high also was that I got a dose of Lauren and a dose of Max today actually got back from Columbia, Missouri, which we went on Friday. So we were there Friday, Saturday, and left this morning. And if you know anything about me, you know that I cannot get enough of spending time with my kids. And seeing them in their environments of their college scene, it was awesome to be with you and walk around Champaign and have a delicious lunch and just like hang with your roommate for a little bit and just be like in your world. I loved it. And then I got to do that for Dad's Day weekend because it was Dad's weekend for Max's fraternity. And I think there were like three moms maybe in total there this weekend. So I was lucky that we went and, you know, that was super fun. Just the best. Like, I'm so proud of both of you. Love his campus. Love your campus. You know, Dad and I had always, you know, just loved the college scene. So that was so fun. And it was great. You know, spent a little bit of time talking to some of his friends, of course, and some of their families. And, you know, but really it's not even about that. It's so much more about being with you guys. That's what I have found over the past few years. Like, it's great that there's all these parents there, but I'm not there to make friends with these other parents. I'm there to like see my kids and be with my kids. And we had so much fun with Max. We had so much fun hanging out with Zoe and it was great. Just awesome. Yeah. So would have been my low to like the ending part of it not being there would have been my low, but it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I wish I was there with you guys. It sounds like you had a lot of fun. Looking forward to when you guys come for my parents' weekend in about like a month or so. I can't believe it's almost October. Like, that's crazy. So yeah, my high, if this wasn't the case, I would maybe have gone with you guys to go see Max, but one of my really close friends came to visit me this weekend. Shout out Jordan. I don't think you listen to the podcast, but your mother and Stacy might listen. Jordan, my cousin and friend. So funny. We were actually like talking about that a lot this weekend because we always like never know what to address each other as. And we both realized that we both call each other friend. But if she's talking about Max or I'm talking about Jake, we'll say like my cousin. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
That, I don't know. But like, it doesn't matter. Besides the point, we had a lot of fun. She came with two of her other friends and roommates from school, and they all stayed with me in my apartment since my roommate went home for this weekend. So I had like the space, and I was like, why not? Whatever. They were super nice. We all had a lot of fun. Very tiring weekend, but overall like worth it and very fun. And I'm glad that they came because it's always fun to have people come and visit. And you know, the past 2 weekends I've had like people come visit. Next weekend I also have another visitor coming. So it's just like lots to look forward to. It's fun to like show people like your school and like all the fun things that you do. And we were going to kind of get into that in this week's episode, but you know, sometimes it's like kind of like our comparing like your school and like hoping that they like they're having fun. But you know, overall I think it was great and I had a good time.
I'm so glad it all worked out and that, you know, it just, they had fun and you had fun, and yeah, it's great. It was a great weekend.
Yeah.
Getting the Sunday scaries, of course, because that's all over.
Yeah, it's rough. I'm kind of excited to go to class because I'm a nerd. anyways, well, let's get into this week's topic because we're a little over time in the lights and we are trying to be better about not making them as long, but it's all good. It was a jam-packed, fun week, so we had a lot to share about it. So kind of speaking like along the lines of like this week's theme, because we like had a lot of visiting and traveling and doing things, we kind of thought, or I kind of came up with this idea that for this week that was like kind of the concept of like, is the grass always greener? Like the whole, kind of like the whole idea of like comparing your like experiences when you do something that's like similar or like, you know, kind of trying to like live someone else's world almost in their life. And then like also when on the flip side of that, like, do you appreciate your own life and experiences more when you do those kinds of things? So that kind of sounds like weird when I'm saying it. So it's a good, let me like explain a little more so it makes sense. But I was kind of thinking about that because this weekend, like I was saying, I had my friends come visit and they all go to Illinois State, which is like less than an hour away from here. But it's a totally different school and vibe, and like everything about it is totally different. Like, and you know, like obviously, like I think they do love coming, and like I love going to visit other colleges too and seeing my friends. I think it's so fun, but it's always one of those things, like even when you go on vacation, you're always like, it's nice to go, but it's nice to come home. And I think, like, you know, when I do go visit other colleges, I have a lot of fun, but at the same time, it's like, I'm happy with my choice. Like, it makes me remember, like, why I chose to go to U of I and, like, things I like about it that are different than, because every school is, like, all different vibes, everything about it, you know, and, like, kind of makes me at least appreciate, like, what I have. And I feel like that was kind of how, like, my friend and, like, her friends felt when they came here. Like, I think they, like, had fun and are glad that they came, but I think they were, like, excited to go back to their own school. And, like, we're kind of almost, like, missing it when they were here. Like, they wished, like, they were kind of there at the same time. Even though they were, like, also having fun. If that makes sense. Like, they were appreciating, like, oh, like, we like our bars better. And it's, like, I bet if I went there, I would say my bars are better. But it's not, like, about what's better or worse. It's just, like, personal preference. And you're used to what you're used to. And I think it can be fun sometimes to go outside your comfort zone or, like, do something a little different than what you're used to. And sometimes it might end up being, like, better in the end. Like, you might find something or discover something that, like, you like more than you did initially. But I think, like, a lot of the time you end up having the opposite where it's like, actually, I like how it is for me. Like,
yeah, it's there's a new – I'm trying to find out the name. There's a new show called, like, Joe something. It's a new TV show. Okay. Haven't watched it yet. Heard really good things about it. And so it's called Ordinary Joe. And I guess what it – what happens on it, and I guess I'll have to expand upon it when I actually watch it, but it's kind of bringing up this topic a little bit, because I guess this guy named Joe has, like, it's like three different kind of lives that you're looking at. You're looking at, I guess, Joe in as a business person, Joe as a teacher. I don't know what the different things are, but, like, you watch the parallel, like, life happening of if he was this, you know, what would happen if he was, like, in this job, in this role, in this life, or this one, or this one. There's, like, three different ones, I guess, going on. It seemed really cool. That's what I'm kind of thinking of. And I always, always talk about, like, that show, that movie Sliding Doors, that I'm always like, did you ever see that? Did you ever talk about, you know, and how if you did this, you know, one thing, you had this life and you, like, live in the city and you're, you know, this high, you know, high power executive who lives in the city in one world, or, like, you're this mom in the suburbs with kids, you know, like, two totally different worlds. And I obviously, like, I'm not going back to college and visiting people at different colleges. Sometimes in my head, I play out, like, those scenarios sometimes, like, oh, well, what would my life have been like if we lived in wherever, or I grew up, you know, doing this or that, and those what ifs, you know, to, like, play those out a little bit in my head. Like, what if we didn't live in Buffalo Grove? What if, like, when Dad and I got married, we bought a house in Lake Zurich, and, like, you grew up in Lake Zurich and had, like, a totally different group of friends, and you had a totally different, you know, experience in terms of the demographics of your school or whatever. Not that it's so different in Lake Zurich, but you might have had a different experience, you know? And so that's just kind of what I'm thinking of when you're
talking. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a good point. I think, like, you could play that what if game, like, all the time with your life, because, you know, what if I eat this different thing for breakfast? But, like, I think, like, what I was kind of, like, I think that's, like, a whole other topic in itself almost. But I think it's just interesting, like, because I don't know, I think sometimes we always kind of say to ourselves, like, oh, if I had this problem instead, like, my life would be so much better. When, like, in reality, like, everyone has shit that they're dealing with, and, like, you can't compare it. Like, I know, I think that a lot about, like, in terms of, like, my body image and stuff, and, like, the way that I look, and, like, wondering, like, how I would feel, like, if I was in a different body, you know, like, and I feel like, you know, maybe they have a lot of body insecurity, and, like, you look at them, you're like, I wish I looked like them, or maybe their relationship with their body is great, and, like, that's awesome, but they're dealing with XYZ other problem that, like, you wouldn't want to deal with. So I think, like, you kind of have to just, like, put those things in perspective and, like, be more grateful for, like, your own experiences in life, because, like, that's what makes you and your story, you know?
Yeah, I remember whenever, you know, like, when you talk about hair, you know, like, yeah. Oh, you have curly hair, you know, like, oh, you always wish you had straight hair, you know? But, like, having curly hair, you can straighten it, you know? You can make it straight and put waves in it. You could, you know, like, you could do a whole bunch of things. Like, why are we always looking for something to change about ourselves when this is who we are, and, you know, we should be happy the way we are, and, you know, appreciate these different qualities that we have, whether it's, you know, something from the inside, yeah, or exactly, something on our,
like,
outward.
It's funny you mentioned the thing. I even kind of wouldn't even, like, think about that, but that was a big thing for me. Like, I didn't really start liking my hair curly until the last couple of years. It's only been since COVID that I literally don't touch my, like, I don't put anything in my hair when it's curly. Like, I used to refuse to wear it curly unless I put, like, stuff in my hair, like gel or whatever. But even before that, I went through a phase in high school where I straightened my hair. You straightened my hair every day because I, like, didn't like it. And I would be so confused and people would tell me, like, oh, I've always wanted to have curly hair. I was like, really?
Yeah. Yeah. That's, like, always one of the old ones for me. Like, the grass is always greener.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you always want straight hair or wants curly hair. Curly wants straight hair. Like, my mom has perfectly, shout out to you, Mima. my mom always has, like, pin straight, you know, straight hair. Not a lot of body, whatever. And, you know, here I am. And she would always say, like, oh, I wish I had your hair. But, you know, it's just so interesting because you always want what you know, think you always want. I'm wondering, you know, how much social media plays into that grass is always greener thing.
I think social media plays into everything in life. So I would say definitely does in this case. I think it kind of like, I think like this mentality has always been a thing. Like, I'm sure you can think back to like, and I was always think about this, that one episode of the Brady Bunch when I think of like the grass is always greener. And how, like, Mike was like, oh, cooking with Marsha would be such a breeze. But then, like, Carol's like, nothing's more a breeze than you playing baseball with Greg. And then they switch roles and, like, they find it's, like, both really hard. And they're both, like, falling. And, like, they have back pain and they walk with the slows, you know. Wow, I'm such a cultured child. Anyway, back to the social media thing. Like, I think – so, like, that show was from 1970, whatever. And so that we – I know that's always been a thing. I just think social media, like, puts it on display more and kind of just gives it you – it's more in your face. Like, I think you have these – you've always had these thoughts or whatever, but I think seeing it, like, makes you wonder more if you should, like, feel that way.
Yeah, I think, like, I just was thinking about it when you were saying Jordan and their friends, like, you know, came in town and – they were probably like, oh, what's going back on campus at ISU? That's
exactly what happened. That they saw, they're like, oh, they're at this place. Like, oh, I wish I was kind of there right now, you know? So, yeah. You know, that definitely happened. I think that's so true. And I think that's also what makes college really tricky because in college, you have your friends that you've made in college and you have your friends, like, back home or elsewhere that are all living different lives and, like, you look at them and you think that they're having the best time ever when in reality, like, maybe that's not the case, but you just see, you're like, well, if I did, like, if I was with them or, like, if I did what they're doing, like, would I be happier, you know? So I think it puts it on display and it also runs a risk of, like, being more deceitful in a way sometimes.
Right, because it's, like, everybody's highlight reel that right. They're posting. So you're always saying, like, oh, this is so – that looks so fun. I wish I was there because they're doing this, that, and the other when actually, like, I'm sure there was a lot of quiet or a lot of, you know, quieter times or it wasn't always
– or, you know, this person was really fighting with this girl or whatever, you know, like, there's always more to the story than, like, meets the eye. So I think – like, I don't know. I'm trying to think if maybe you have any examples at the top of your head of, like, a time where you, like, wished something was different and then you actually tried it and, like, you're glad and, like, it made it better. Because I feel like usually it's the alternative. Usually you, like, realize what you're grateful for, what the present or, like, what you have now. But I'm wondering if you can think of something because I feel like usually you think that's going to be the outcome and it's usually not.
I'm trying to think if there's anything, like, impersonal. I know when we went at the end of the summer – and walked, like, we spent the last day, well, not the last day, it was after camp was over, but since we ended a week earlier than some of the other Apache camps in the area, we took, like, a tour, and I think we went to four different locations, and there were things that we loved about each different location, and we were so impressed with different things, and I took pictures, and I was like, oh, that's an inspiration for what we should do something like that next summer, or whatever. There were so many things that we were grateful about. But then all in all, it was like, I remember being like, guys, like, it makes me really wish out. We were so proud of what we do at our camp and the people that are at our camp and what the environment that we've created was. And we just, you know, it seems like, oh, I wish I was working there. And two of the other camps I had actually worked at, but I was like, nope, I'm really happy and content with where we are and what we're doing. So
that's why I'm wondering, do you have an example of an alternative? That's why I'm just trying to ask you.
Meaning, what do you mean an alternative?
Like where you wished you had a different situation and then like it actually ended up being better.
You know, I don't know. I'm trying
that's
to think
of saying. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I'm glad you shared that story because that definitely reiterates what we've been talking about. But I was asking, I said, usually that doesn't happen. So I'm trying to wonder, and I can't really think of one off the top of my head where like I ended up, something ended up being a better like fit.
Yeah, I think I am always trying to say, see the good in the situations that we have and try to live in the present so that you're not looking at everything else that's going on in somebody else's world. Because I think that, you know, ultimately, like I remember hearing a story and somebody I used to work with, shout out to Terry, would always say like, if you were sitting in a circle and everybody put all of their problems in the middle of the circle, most likely you wouldn't want anybody else's problems. You would just pick your own problems from that circle and that would continue, you know? So I guess that's something that I've always thought about. Like, you know, there's so much to be grateful for in this world. There's obviously things that we wish we had or things that we wish, you know, we had done a little differently or back to the what ifs in our lives. But, you know, ultimately I'm trying to look at it for the being grateful, being so lucky to have the parents that I have, the kids that I have, the husband that I have, the dog that I have. you know, grateful for the roof over my head and the food on the table and all that stuff. Sometimes it's really just the small, simple things that we really have to remind ourselves. They're not so small, actually, to be able to have, you know, dinner on the table, to have a table to sit at, to have chairs to sit on, to have a warm bed at night, all of that stuff. You know, it's not like that for everybody in this country at this time. Lots
to be about. It's so true. Like, we really, really can't trust it enough. So hopefully, like, the next time any of you guys are, like, saying, like, oh, like, I wish my life was like this or I want to do this, like, maybe you can take a page out, like, kind of just, like, remember this episode and, like, realize what you're grateful for, you know?
Yeah, that's how I feel. I mean, that's what I hope we're trying to do is, like, inspire a little bit sometimes. Because, you know, it's easy. Like, you were saying before, it's hard sometimes. You woke up in today and you were, like, a little on the downers, you know, having a downer day. But like when you really sit back and if you had a chance to write down three things that you're grateful for, it might change your whole feeling, you know, in perspective. And that's kind of how I'm, you know, feeling a little bit about that. So.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I definitely agree. And yeah, I feel like we kind of like said it all about this topic, unless you can think of anything else.
So are we saying the grass isn't always greener?
No, I think we are. There's like that line in As Long As You Love Me by Justin Bieber, and it's like, grass isn't always greener on the other side. It's greener where you water it. It's greener where you water it. So like, I think that's a really also good takeaway. Like, wherever you fill your energy and time is, like, what you're going to get back in a positive way.
That's beautiful. I love that. I can't believe we're not giving a Taylor – can't believe we're not giving a Taylor Swift quote about grass.
I know. It's just, like, what I always think about with that quote. I think about that song in the Brady Bunch episode.
Yeah.
But Taylor Swift doesn't have a song about that. She has songs about – green was the color of the grass we used to read in Centennial Park.
That is true. Great green grass. Love that song.
Mm-hmm. It's a great song, Invisible String. We have Invisible String right now, tying us together.
Tying us together, always. We do. I love that. Yeah. So water your own grass. Focus on things that you're positive that make you feel good. Live in the moment, be present, and that's our uplifting remarks for this episode. Right? Awesome. So what's something that you're into for the week?
So what I'm into this week, I'm so excited that I get to say I'm into a book because, like, when I read a good book, it just really gets me excited. I definitely think I have high standards when it comes to reading. But I also think that, like, I don't know, I feel like I've read a lot of, like, the good books, like, in the beginning of my reading. And so, like, now it's, like, harder to, like, dig them up. Like, I don't know. And I'm also trying to, like, spread them out, if that makes sense, because I don't want to read, like, every book that I'm, like, like the best reviews all at once, whatever. I don't, like, go into a book, like, hoping it sucks, but, okay, anyways, it doesn't matter. So I am excited that what I'm into, and I'm going to be recommending this book if you haven't read it already, though I think a lot of people have, and I know you have even, Mom. But this week I read It Ends With Us by Colleen Hoover, and it is a really good book. Colleen Hoover is one of my favorite authors. But, like, the recent books I've read by her, none of them are bad. Like, that is not what I would say at all. They're usually 4-star reads. But, like, I think I have really high expectations for her specifically as an author, because, like, some of my all-time favorite books are by her. And so, like, I'm starting to get into more of the books that are, like, the more popular ones. And then I'm, like, slightly – they're still really good, but I'm, like, slightly disappointed when they're not, like, as good as I want them to be. But this book was really good. But on top of that, I think it's just a book that people should read. I don't want to spoil anything, but, like, basically, it's about this girl named Lily, and it's kind of, like, these two love side, like, plots that happen, like, in different time periods. And at the beginning, like, they seem both, like, really good for her, like, when you first read them, but a lot unfolds, and it really complicates, like, love in a way that I've never read before. I do want to put a content warning out for, like, domestic abuse, sexual assault, domestic violence, all those things, because that is a big part of this book. But I think she does so in a way that is, like, not a cliche at all. It is, like, very much, like, realistic, but in a way that you wouldn't expect. Like, I think it sheds light onto different aspects of that, like, heavy subject matter. And it just, it's a book that really, like, sticks with you. It gives you a lot to think about, I think, after, like, when you're reading it and after. Like, I know I'll be, like, thinking about this book for a long time because it really does stick with you. And the author's note at the end also was, like, really powerful. I love when authors have, like, author's notes when you find out that, like, some aspect of the book is, like, realist or, like, happened to them or, like, something that is true in that story. So, yeah, I really liked it. I would definitely recommend it. It's definitely, like, a heavy book, but I think it's worth reading, and I really enjoyed it.
Are you giving it a 5-star?
I am giving it a 5-star because I think it is a book I would recommend to everyone and anyone. And it's not, like, a, like, yes, it has, it's a romantic book, but it's not, like, it's not as stereotypical romance, like, Boy Meets Girl. There's so much more to unpack, and those are my personal favorite books to read. Like, I do love romance books. I do read a lot of romance, but I like when the plot has more than just that. Like, they're dealing with real life shit, you know? And it, when it complicates kind of, like, that dynamic, is something I find really compelling in a book. So if you haven't read it, I know a lot of people have it. It's definitely, like, a pretty popular book. It's probably, like, one of her most popular books. So it's kind of, and it's, like, most people's favorite. So that's why it took me a really long time to read it, because I was scared that it was going to, like, I was going to be disappointed by it, but it was really good.
It's so crazy because I think Zoe also read it. We were talking about it this past weekend.
She did. Well, I recommended Verity to her to read first. She really liked it.
I know.
And then when she told me that her friend told her to read it, then with us, I was like, okay, I need to finally read it now. So she kind of inspired me to read it finally.
So I read it so long ago.
Yeah. It came out in 2016. So it's a little older.
I read it several years back, and loved it.
Yeah.
Couldn't put it down. Like, really was, like, devoured.
I couldn't put it down. So I read it the other day. Like, it sounds like I said it. Like, I read the other day. I think it took me, like, 2 days to read it. 2.5, maybe. But I was reading it, and I was, like, one of those nights where, like, I was going to go to bed early. I was in bed on the earlier side, like, starting to get tired and reading it. And then I started getting really into it. And then I stayed for another hour reading it. And then I was trying to fall asleep, and it was one of those nights I could not fall asleep. So I put my book out back on again because it was the only way to, like, tire myself out more. But I was like, hey, hey. I was, like, 85%. But I'm like, I have to go to bed, even though, like, I was almost done. I could have finished it. And then I finished it Friday morning, like, before my friends got here, and I had to work. And I was, like, reading it. I was, like, making lunch, like, eating it. Like, I was like, I need to finish it right now. And, like, I was just so – I had to find out, like, how it ended, you know?
That's awesome.
So it's a really good book. And, like, I've been reading her books, like, somewhat in order. So, like, all the books I have left now are really, like, all her more recent ones. So,
yeah. She's coming out with a new one in January.
Yes. I'm excited about it. Well, I'm excited about all her – to finish all her books. But she's really, really talented. Love her. See, Coho Stan.
Nice. Coho. That's cute. I didn't realize that was,
that's
like,
what people call her, Coho.
Colleen Hoover, Coho. I was just in Como. So anyway, what I'm into is the show Cobra Kai. It is the I don't know, the TV show that came, you know, out a couple years ago. It is the sequel to the movies about the Karate Kid. And it's really great. I am more than halfway done with it. Because I think there's 3 seasons currently, and the 4th season will be coming out in the next couple months. So that's something I'm really, you know, it's just been really fun. It's not like, it's a cute, goofy, kitschy thing. You definitely probably would appreciate it much more if you had seen the movie The Karate Kid and know the references of that and, like, know the characters, because it takes place, I don't know, 30 to 40 years after those movies. So all the characters are, like, now adults, and in the movie they were teenagers, and now they're, like, karate, like, it's just still back in their lives. And it takes, you know, it's talks about Johnny Lawrence, who's, like, the main character, but he's really the, I would say, like, arguably, like, the main character in this show. And in the movie, he was much more of, like, the antagonist character. And in some ways, you look at him in the show and, like, he does have a little bit of a heart, and, like, it's kind of sweet. So anyway, the Cobra Kai studio was the karate studio that he trained at when he was in high school. And he opens it up again as an adult. And then the Daniel LaRusso character, who was the protagonist of the movie, he's, you know, turns into a very successful, like, owns car dealerships, and he's very successful. He's got 2 kids, and it's sort of the story of, like, those two, like, Cobra Kai and the Miyagi-Do competing against each other. So Miyagi-Do, like, it's much more peaceful and karate, and, like, it's not as aggressive and all of that. And so the big joke this weekend that we made, like, a group text of, like, Daddy Max and I, we called it Miyagi-Do, like, the group text, the group chat, because we didn't want you have to be in all of our stuff for the group. And because Miyagi-Do is much softer and, like, sweeter and, like, rainbow sunshines and unicorns in terms of, like, the karate perspective. So we've been saying, like, Max and I are so much more Miyagi-Do than we are the Cobra Kai people. So it's just been kind of fun. So anyway,
so fun. So
that's what I've been into. And that's great.
Yeah.
The other thing that I wanted to say is that this is going to be my second week of editing this podcast.
Oh yeah, we haven't acknowledged that, but, like, okay, I will admit there was a couple of stressful moments last week in the nick of time trying to get it all done, and I was not the nicest to you. I do deeply apologize. We were both very stressed. However, I am proud of you that the episode was published all in one piece. Everyone listened to it. There was no major issues, and I'm excited for you to try it again this week. Hopefully it won't be, maybe you'll get the hang of it slightly more.
Yeah, I'm still a little bit worried about putting in that clip, like the commercial or the intro song and the outro song.
No, I'll do that. You can do it without an iMovie. I will remind you about it, but it's how we did it the last time.
So all I need to do is make sure I trim it at the end.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So hopefully I will do even better this round of editing than I did the first round, because now I have had the experience. I think last week it probably took me 5 hours. Hopefully I can narrow it down to like maybe 2. Let's hope. So
awesome.
Wish me luck, guys. Wish me luck.
You got it, girl.
So am I the editor or the producer?
No, do you want me the producer? That's like fancy. And the nice thing is like hopefully there won't be that much longer of us at like the responsibility, we can share in it a little bit more once we're home and it's not as much of a stressor.
It's fine right now until like, you know, camp really starts.
Yeah, but we won't need to be editing it because we'll be together doing those episodes.
But we're going to have interviews with people and we're going to need to edit those. So.
Okay, I'll take care of it. We'll figure it out. Let's not worry.
Worries aren't worth it. All right, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Correct. All right, well, thank you so much for listening to our podcast today. So grateful for you guys. Thank you so much. If you like it, please share this episode with others. Rate, review, subscribe, follow us on all of our socials, like Mother Like Daughter on Pod on Instagram. And you're cracking me up with your dance moves right now. And like Mother Like Daughter Podcast on Facebook with the cute pink and black logo. You can't miss us. Thanks so much. Have a wonderful week. Take care of yourself and others. Bye.
Bye.